it. Game is tied. Castellanos way back to left center. Back to back for the Phillies. And it's a brand new game. 3-3 here in the bottom of the sixth.
That might have been the quickest we ever heard Scott Fransky decide it was a home run. I know that ball was out like a half a second, but the ball went off the bat, and you hear Scott say, game tied! Like, we all knew it right away. What a shot it was. What a game. 215-592-9494 for our midday show here as we react to yesterday and the whole weekend. 1-1 series. Do you feel good about this series? We head back to New York for Game 3 tomorrow. But here there was a lot to unpack from the game yesterday, including some moments that went viral because of things that were said. So, Hugh, we did the Big Hugh breakdown here on Mondays. Usually, yeah, I think we have the good music going. Usually it's the breakdown why Bryce Huff has not sniffed a quarterback, but today, he really hasn't. But today, it's about what happened yesterday. So we got two moments for you. We need you to put your lip-reading glasses on and tell us what you saw. First, fourth inning. Nick Castellanos at the plate. He has a couple really bad swings, and then later in the at-bat, he lays off of one. He gets a little bit of a Bronx cheer, like almost a sarcastic, good job, Nick. And he seems to mouth something at the plate there. Hugh, what did you see when you watched Nick Castellanos react?
Oh, you want to do that one first?
Yeah, okay. Let's do that. Let's go in chronological order.
Okay. The Nick Castellanos one,
yeah,
that was a little bit easier to see.
Yeah, what did he say? And watch yourself.
Yeah, don't slip up again.
Wait a minute.
Give us the edited version of what you think Nick said to everyone yesterday.
He said, these are foo-fanging people.
Yeah, that's what I thought I saw too.
He said, foo-fanging. These foo-fanging people. So my question is this. Who is these people?
The 45,000 in the seats is who he's talking about.
You know he was a little upset yesterday.
You know what the crazy part about how our emotions can swing and the results change everything?
Yes.
If the Phillies lose and Castellanos goes 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts.
Oh, that's the story.
And he said that.
Oh, that's the story. Oh, they're trying to get him out of town. He gone.
Yesterday was teetering on
a
disaster for him and his relationship with the fans. And then it turns into, we love you, Nick!
That's what I'm saying. It's the craziest place to be. It's the craziest space to be in. It's because he is one of those polarizing figures that if that game doesn't go the way that it went, then he's the first person we want cut. Want him out of here. He's disrespectful. You need to bench him and all this other stuff. But then he turns into the game GOAT.
I actually think both sides were totally in the right yesterday. I wasn't mad that he said that. Now, if he had struck out 3 more times, I would have been more upset at him. But, like, he deserved those boos yesterday. He had swung at pitches 2 feet outside for two games.
Oh, no. No doubt.
And then, but he locked back in. Sometimes the boo works, Hugh. That was a boo that worked. It
so
got
they motivated him.
Well, let's hear Castellanos after the game, what he was thinking as it all unfolded.
He seemed relatively displeased, like, after you took the pitch. There was an 0-2 pitch in the dirt. The crowd kind of gave you a sarcastic cheer. What was kind of going through your head in that moment?
I had a lot of thoughts running through my head.
What was your reaction to the Bronx cheer and the booing from the fans earlier? And then what adjustment did you make in the game to have better at bats?
I don't know. I was just kind of frustrated, so I guess I locked in more.
He was frustrated, so he locked in more.
That's right. Booze work, Hugh.
So he need to apologize to us.
No.
Yes, he does.
Well, how could he apologize?
Because
he did apologize.
He did.
Three
no,
hits.
No, he needs to apologize because it took us to get him to lock in so that he could hit better.
So yeah. We're taking credit for bullying him.
Yes.
Into hitting.
But he
yes.
apologized with a home run and two singles.
That was not an apology.
Yes, it was.
That was him doing his job.
No.
That was him doing his job.
What would make you feel better as a fan? Him, after post-game, saying, I apologize, or him doing what he did? We'd all be like, no, how about you do it?
Him saying
and he
apologized.
No,
the only
stop.
Person
you are so stubborn.
Why do you need to be talked bad to lock in and do your job, though? That's what I don't understand.
Some people need the fire. Some people need the clapping, like Trey Turner.
Wait a second.
Is it the paycheck that you receive whenever you get paid enough to let you know that's what you're supposed to be doing?
No. I recall.
You shouldn't have to boo somebody to make them do their job.
There's a certain former defensive end on WIP.
I'm gonna die on this hill.
I think he had 80 sacks, though we've taken some away, that said he used to get cussed out by his coaches all the time.
All the time.
Well,
does she do anything for us?
I mean,
it's not the same thing.
Sure it is.
It's not.
Sure it is.
It used to, like, I got cussed out for doing renegade stuff.
Well, what's swinging at a pitch 2 feet outside? That's renegade stuff.
But you talked about not doing that all week long.
Sure, I think it's a little harder in the moment not to do it, obviously.
It is, but still.
All right, how about the other? Well, you should. The other viral moment here was Brandon Nimmo hits the home run in the seventh to put the Mets back ahead. And then he's coming around the bases, and he seems to say something. By the way, Nimmo is, and Kyle was on this last week, this guy's just annoying. You know, my seven-year-old daughter, we were at the game on Saturday. And he walked on Saturday. One of the, she said, "Why did he run to first base?
Sprints.
It's a walk.
I can't stand it."
And I didn't know what to say to her. I didn't want to be like, "Well, he's just a big old nerd." I didn't want to do that. But I was like, "I don't know. He runs all the time." She's like, "I don't get it. You just walk to first base on a walk." He's annoying. He's a good player though. Could you pick anything up from the Nimmo exchange from Real Muto?
I think he said something about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's it. He was doing a prayer. It looked like he was doing a prayer.
Some people thought it was about Sanchez. Maybe you shouldn't take Sanchez out.
So JT said after the game that he thought he might have said something about Sanchez, but he couldn't hear him because it was too loud.
Yeah. Just shut up.
Maybe that's
Nimmo.
What it was.
So he was jawing at the bullpen and then JT. So JT must have said something, or not the bullpen, the dugout.
Yeah.
And then JT must have said something in reaction to that, and then he turned to JT. I mean, just shut up.
Yeah, and then
he pointed it into the air. He pointed in the air, so I thought he was talking about Jesus Christ. I don't know.
Maybe, but it seemed like it was more combative, right? Like, there's nothing combative about saying, like, I don't know, something about Jesus or
they were
God.
Feeling themselves.
It didn't look malicious. I guess that's the point I'm making.
Well,
he looked malicious
to you. Talking a little trash.
Yeah. He was smiling.
Yeah, he looked like he was sort of rubbing it in our faces. Like, you're not going to beat us.
Somebody yeah, something said, like that. And
I'm
then
looking
they did.
At the comments. Somebody said, need him in Cancun by Thursday.
I like that one. All right, 215-592-9494.
It's a terrible job by reading lips by you.
No, the first one I got.
We needed more.
I got the first one.
Somebody told you.
No, because somebody did tell me. Because I was like, I can't read what he said. And then when you actually hear, like, when somebody tells you what it is and you see the lips, he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm always like that, too. I can't tell myself, but as soon as someone says it, I can see it.
You can go back and see it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could see the body language of Castellanos. He was annoyed.
Well, he did it. It was kind of cool the way he did it because it was like a non-emotional, you know, these foo-fanging people.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, it was like, you know how some people like, these foo-fanging people, like, and they, you can see the emphasis.
Like when you people us?
Foo-fanging. Yeah, when he says foo-fang.
You know, there's more.
It's not, it wasn't an emphasis on the foo-fang.
You and Castellanos have a lot of similarities.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, just the way you guys, where your minds work, the way you kind of get frustrated.
I'm trying to tell you, why do you think I understand Coach Sirianni so well? Stream of conscious. I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, long talking, need to stay away from it.
There you go.
I'm trying to tell you.
By the way, did you see the people ripping Sirianni for being there on Saturday?
No, I saw that. And they were talking about,
he ruined two offenses at one time.
Take the points.
It was good.
People are ruthless.
Let's go to Big V. Big V and Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Hey, Joe. Listen, Joe, you know you and I agree like 20% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I agree like 80% of the time.
What kind of day is today?
It don't feel like it's my day.
It's not your day, Hugh. Hugh, I need you to put your big boy pants on and go ahead. Like a lot of people are
not gonna do it.
Yeah, you owe him an apology.
I'm not gonna do it, Big V.
You owe it, baby.
Not gonna do it.
You know I love you.
Why I gotta apologize for him for doing his job?
No, yesterday was above and beyond. Three hits, including a home run?
It took the fans getting on him for him to lock in and do his job. He said it himself. That's not apologize worthy.
All I know is this. You sat around in June as the rest of us buried Castellanos, okay? You sat there idle. You sat there idle. Since June, he's been one of their best players.
Complicit.
He's now a cleanup hitter on a team, 10 wins from a championship. Hugh, I've apologized, and I have a good relationship with Castellanos now. Now you need to do it, Hugh.
Nah, I got a relationship with him.
Not a good one.
He all right with me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. Go ahead.
Not only did Hugh bury him, he was the pallbearer.
Hold up.
I mean, come on.
Big V, you're right about this. You're totally right.
Wait a minute.
You buried the guy.
I didn't bury him.
You buried him.
I didn't say anything about
him. You buried
him. I just didn't defend him.
That's guilt by association.
No,
and now's your
I'm
chance
guilty
to
guilty by association
apologize.
Every day that I'm coming to this job.
You were the first one to get your shovel and throw the dirt in the ground.
See, now I like how we embellish and change the story. That was somebody to my left.
And what did I do? I atoned. I apologized.
And I don't have to apologize. I just, if anything, I was complicit.
I can't wait till the parade when we're doing the show from the parade and you have to apologize then. I mean, you have
I'm
to.
Not gonna do it.
You know what's going to happen, right? Castellanos is going to walk it off to win the World Series. That's where
and
this
I
is headed.
And I hope he does.
And you will then apologize.
Congratulations for doing your job.
That's above his job.
That is not above
Big
his
v,
job.
Big V, good phone call. Sure it is.
No, it's not. That's when what he gets paid to do.
No.
How much does he? How many times have we complained about the money that he makes in the production that he gives?
When you sign a player, you hope for...
He's been clutch so far.
He has 10 walk-offs this year, doesn't he? Like, well, he has 5 or 6 that are 10. When you sign a player and you hope for the expectation of their career, right? Like, then to play like they're supposed to play. You don't expect all these clutch moments. You hope for those. He's delivered a lot this year, Hugh.
Rojas has delivered some clutch moments, too. You know, we apologize to him.
What clutch moments is Rojas?
Yeah, dude, what are you talking about?
And defensively.
He's been actually fine the first two games.
Yeah,
he got on base once. He's signed. But I will say this about Rojas. He's towing the line.
I've been crushing Rojas forever.
He's towing the line getting picked off, Rojas. Can we just be careful out there? It's two straight games.
That dude is a really good move.
Oh,
the first
Peterson?
Base, yeah.
The lefty?
It's a great move.
I know. He almost had him twice on Saturday.
Me, the cameraman, like Rojas?
Yeah, I mean,
tough.
Rojas was going the wrong way and had to dive back. You're right about that. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Bam in Upper Darby. What's up, Bam?
Bam.
Bam? Bam going once, Bam going twice.
It's like every time.
Bam said on the screen there he had a bad experience with a Mets fan. Hopefully he's in a good place right now. Violet in Virginia. What's up, Violet?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey,
what's
you
up,
doing?
Violet? We're good. How you doing?
Oh, my God. I am worn out. That game actually just blew me away, first of all. I'm kind of new to baseball. Just been watching the last few years. Absolutely love the sport because now I've actually paid attention to what goes on. And, oh, my God, I'm emotionally drained. I feel really good. I do agree with a lot of the callers. I think tomorrow is a must, not a must win, but it sure would be nice if we get that win. And I'm just loving what I'm seeing out of, I mean, I'm a little nervous with the bullpen, but I think last night's win or yesterday afternoon, however, I just think that's going to pull them up. I really do.
No, I think it's a must win tomorrow.
It's just a huge, huge game.
No, I got you, but I think tomorrow's a must-win.
Yeah,
I think you have the momentum.
I agree.
You got to take advantage.
Yeah,
you got some must-win.
Well, you think about it. So, you know, we're happy today because we split it because we lost the first game. The Mets also were happy today. I mean, they probably wish they were up 2-0.
Because you got one here.
Yeah, they did the job, right, Violet? They came here and got the split. So that's why tomorrow is so big, because if the Phillies win, then we're back in the power of the series.
Exactly.
If the Mets win, they're at home in game 4 with a chance to end our season. So we can't give them that chance.
Let's not think like that.
Yep.
Let's go in, strike while we're hot, you know, just quiet them down.
Yes, and we could also, we know this, game 4, Hugh, we have Ranger on the mound. Ranger's been very shaky for a couple months. Like,
yeah, we got to get it done with Nola. Yep.
And this is,
yeah,
they planned it.
He hasn't been right since that injury.
No,
I don't know what's going on.
Since that family came.
Well, there's a lot. And Violet, you're right, they planned this. I mean, the Phillies have Nola ready for tomorrow. They wanted him
on
the mound.
That's why they did it. That's why they did it the way they did it.
I love it. I love it. I'm ready.
Violet,
let's do it.
Good phone call. We appreciate it. Let's talk again. She said she just got into baseball recently, the last couple years. Boy, the roller coaster of October. There's I just don't think there's anything in sports like yesterday.
Nah.
Like, there's great football games in the playoffs. Obviously, the Eagles have played some very dramatic football games in the playoffs. Great basketball. Any sport in the playoffs is a super, super intense thing. But yesterday, the back and forth of that game, it's one of the greatest playoff games in Philly's history yesterday.
Yeah. I think, you know, there are probably some people out there that still have some anxiety. And kind of probably teetering a little bit. I think we'd have felt a lot better if it would have went the other way. If we'd have still been 1-1, but if Wheeler would have got that game because of the way he was pitching.
Well, that would have made more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. The series, I mean, this weekend didn't make much sense, right?
No.
They lost the game where their starter went 7 innings of shutout baseball, and they won the game where they were down 3-0 in the sixth
inning.
And
it ain't too many games where Schwarber hits a homer the way that he did that we lose like that.
So it was rare.
It was one of those times where it was just like, really? It was tough.
When they don't lose, when Bryce Harper hits a home run in the postseason. I think I saw this morning, since he got here, he has 12 home runs in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
They've won every single game that Bryce Harper's hit a home run. Like, there's something about when he hits a home run, it's usually a big one, and it just energized the team. Can we hear the Harper home run again yesterday? Because the team looked dead, right? It's dead. They hadn't scored much in a game and a half. It's 3-0 Mets. Turner gets on with the single. And Severino at that point still was dealing in the sixth inning. Here's the Harper home run to ignite everything at Citizens Bank Park.
Severino's ready, and the pitch. Harper swings, drives it high and deep center field. Bader going back to the track, looking up, and it's gone off the batter's eye. Two-run home run for Bryce Harper. Straightaway center field. And there's life back in the joint as the Phillies trail by a run. It's 3-2.
I thought it was perfectly said, Hugh, by Scott on that call. There's life
back in the joint.
Because it was lifeless. I'm sitting there yesterday at home, and I'm saying to myself, do they have any guts? Like, are they going to roll over here and get shut out or score one run and just meekly go back to New York down 0-2? It felt that way. It felt like it was a gut check moment for the entire season.
It definitely felt
and the
like
whole
that.
Group. Like, you can't go down 0-2 at home.
Yeah, and it felt like if that was the case, coming to work today would have just been, it would have been rough.
It would have been a funeral.
Day. Yeah. It would have been a postmortem, and we would have been killing Castellanos, and everybody would have been talking about how they don't want him here when the season's over, but y'all, yet and still, y'all want me to sit up here and apologize.
You should apologize, yes.
For doing his job. That's ridiculous.
I think you have to say he's gone above and beyond his job the last few months.
He did his job.
No, no. Three hits, including a home run in a playoff game, that's his job? He's that you expect that out of Bryce,
you
not
what?
Castellanos.
I'm ashamed of everybody that's listening to this show,
what
too, because he hit us with the you people, and nobody got offended by
and
it.
And where did he learn that from? Hugh Douglas.
He didn't learn it from me.
You do it every day to us. You people us by 10:30 some
saying,
mornings.
Y'all let him you people you, and then you cheered for him the next day. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself. Y'all owe me an apology.
No, I think that's just, you know what that is? That's tough love back and forth. That's all
that's
that is.
That's what it is. That's how we're going to spin it.
That's what it is.
That's fine.
You look like crap at the plate. We're going to let you know about it. You get hits, we're going to love you. I mean, it's as simple as that.
He was out there jawing people, too.
Well, didn't he deserve it the way he swung the first two games?
Yeah, he did.
He looked lost at the plate. I mean, then he figured it out, which is all that matters. You're Larry in Philadelphia. What's up, Larry?
Hey, fellas. Nicky Castellanos done it again.
How about Nick, Larry? What a day.
Oh, my God. He's done it again. Oh, man. That guy right there, he's something special for the team. You know, Hugh, man, I think you should, you know, issue a public apology.
Maybe you should write it out.
What am I apologizing
for? Signature at the end.
What am I apologizing for?
You took the excavator. You dug the hole. You threw it in there.
Wait a minute. I dug the hole.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Wow, this thing is evolving.
You threw the trunk over the dirt. You flattened it.
Wow.
Larry remembers it well. I mean, Larry remembers that show when you buried Castellanos.
You mean by sitting here, I buried him. Okay.
You killed the man. And, you know, and now that he's one of the top five hitters on the team, you know, doing the things that he needs to do for us to win, to lock in, you know, you just got to admit when you're wrong and you got to apologize. You got to man up. Put your big boy pants on and man up.
Put my big boy pants on it, man.
Larry, it's not that hard. I do it once a week. I'm an idiot. I was wrong about this. We all move on. Hugh's got to – it's not that hard. Just say, Nick, I'm sorry. I was wrong. See how easy it is, Hugh? I'm sorry I was wrong. Larry, but I'm telling you, by the parade, when Castellanos helps them win the World Series, Hugh's going to have no choice but to apologize.
And I think that last game of the World Series at home, he's going to hit. He's going to have a hell of a game. I got him going for two home runs. He's going to be two home runs, a single and a double. And a two-run home run and a single, and he's going to do his thing.
I wouldn't be surprised, Larry, man. Good phone call. Yeah, I mean, Castellanos is at the point now where I trust him in these big moments. Even though he might have an at-bat earlier in the game where he looks like absolute garbage, mm-hmm. for some reason, Kyle, you feel like in the biggest moment, Castellanos is just going to lock in and get a hit.
That's why I said he was the biggest X factor going into this series, because we saw the way that they pitched up to Bryce. They were barely giving him anything to hit.
Yep.
I mean, how Bryce gets when that's happening is he sort of feels the need to press like he did it in the
Saturday.
NLCS.
Fifth inning.
Did it Saturday. So that's why, like, the more that Nick Castellanos gets on base or makes them pay for like pitching around Bryce, the less they're going to pitch around Bryce. And we know how dangerous Bryce Harper is. So it just makes everything easier for the rest of the lineup when Castellanos is not letting them get away with putting Bryce on base.
Well, and now if they stop doing that, that means more good pitches for Bryce to hit. I mean, that could change the series even more, because if Bryce gets pitches to hit, we know what he does. He does major damage in October. Let's talk to Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, Gilio?
Jay, what's up, pal?
Hey, don't apologize to Nick. Stay where you at. We don't need your energy over here with him. The best hitter on the team. We don't need that.
Yes.
Oh, that's done. I apologized months ago, Jay. That's over.
Oh, see, there you go. You and your as soon as you bandwagon with somebody, everything goes down from there.
No, he just had the big day yesterday after my apology, so that's not true.
Look, he won the game yesterday. That other dude didn't.
Who's the other dude?
That fraud at first base.
Bryce Harper, the guy who hit the two-run home run to ignite the rally.
He kind of got the party started.
He didn't win the game. Mm. He tied it up.
The guy that has the third highest OPS in the history of the playoffs, is that guy?
And no rings yet.
Oh. So, Jay, you decided to watch that game yesterday and call in today to rip Bryce Harper?
Basically.
Because you was being sarcastic with your praise of Castellanos.
I'm not being sarcastic. I've praised him for months. He's been one of their best hitters for months.
As soon as he go 0-2 in the next game, Castellanos won the game yesterday. And he don't care about no booze, no doubt, whatever. He said, y'all boo him?
Well, obviously he cared a little bit. I mean, you saw his reaction. Okay. Yeah.
Look, he said what he said. He said the same thing everybody else said. Philadelphia fans get emotional.
Yeah, I think the apology is you need to apologize to Harper because you.
I ain't apologizing.
Well, I mean, you look ridiculous, Jay. You look ridiculous.
Hey, yo, what's up with your other buddy, too?
Who's that?
What's up with your boy Purdy?
Brock, who cares about Brock Purdy today, Jay? The Phillies just won a playoff game.
I'm answering the question.
Well, I don't care.
I mean, come on.
Today, I don't care. Who cares? Brock Purdy didn't play well yesterday, and he lost. That doesn't excuse Jalen Hurts.
That was a miserable phone call by Jay.
It was terrible. I mean, terrible. To watch that game yesterday and to come in here saying anything about Bryce other than he was a major part of the victory, you're clueless.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
I mean, this is what happens when you don't apologize to Castellanos.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Oh, yeah, it does.
That ain't got nothing to do with that.
People are following your lead.
No, they're not.
Yeah, it's everybody needs to get over the optics of being wrong.
This is like
it
the sweatshirt at the park thing from Friday.
And I chose right. I wore a T-shirt, and it worked out for me fine. Mm-hmm. And then we saw a couple guys. You know what's funny, though?
What's that?
We saw a couple guys at the game that had sweaters around their waist and around the neck.
Good for them.
It was a horrible look.
Who cares?
It was a horrible look.
I'm just personally so glad that Hugh's manhood is intact this
no,
weekend.
It was a horrible look. It was a horrible look.
But they probably were comfortable, and then they put their sweatshirt on in the seventh inning when it got cold, and they were happy.
No, you can't do that. But,
well,
I mean,
you can.
It was one of those things that, you know, I mean, they made a choice, and they got ridiculed for it.
No one ridiculed them. No one cared. People were trying to watch. People are locked into a baseball game.
It was a beautiful night.
It was awesome.
It was awesome night.
Well, it's a great weekend. The weather was great here. 215-592-9494. How do you feel? Do you feel good as this series is 1-1 going back to Citi Field? We'll get to all your phone calls coming up. 215-592-9494. A lot to get to. Will Hugh apologize to Castellanos? I mean, at some point here, it's inevitable he's going to have to. We'll talk to Howard at 12. All your phone calls coming up. More on the Alec Bohm situation, which I thought was clearly the right decision by Rob Thompson, and more on the bullpen as well. It is the Midday Show, celebrating, reacting to a win and a wild series so far on Sports Radio.
Two-run home run for Bryce Harper.